Some of it's been nice. I mean, obviously they could have done with the wages, but the time off was great, you know.
Do you have to look at the positives, really, when you're thrown a curveball like the pandemic? And I mean, look, everybody was affected by it, we know that, but the music industry really did take a massive hit over the last while. Did you have to focus on the positives?
Well, there was a lot of waiting. Most of the people, I don't know if you want to make this about this, but most of the people I know didn't really get any help, even though they were paying their taxes every year and, you know, making a good income from gigs, you know, they weren't really getting... It wasn't really catered for, you know. So a lot of people, you know, ended up in trouble, whereas other businesses didn't, I suppose. I mean, for me, it was brutal, but at least I don't have, you know, a bunch of kids in tow that I have to feed every week or whatever, you know. So
yeah, because the primary income, obviously, for yourself is, you know, traveling around, playing gigs. But when that's all taken away, were you kind of left looking and thinking, what am I going to do with myself for the next year and a half?
Well, we didn't know it was a year and a half either. So we still don't know, I suppose. Like the first bit was a little bit of a slight panic, but you can't live in a state of panic forever. Even if nothing changes, you just kind of have to bring your head around, don't you? And just make the best of it, I suppose. I started learning stuff that I would never have given my time and myself the chance to learn. And I started working on different things. I started writing a musical and, you know, some weird stuff I wouldn't have done otherwise, you know.
I'm sure it did give you that time and the opportunity to write more and to focus on the music. And obviously you have the album coming out now shortly, and it's a huge album. It's a two-sided album.
Two-sided, yes. It might be a bit much for people's appetite, but... I find, like, most of the people I know, I suppose, don't really listen to albums anymore. I mean, they might listen to songs on Spotify or whatever, or, you know, I don't really know if I know anyone that buys albums or whatever. I mean, it's probably a bit mental even putting out an album in this day and age, but we still do what we do. I make the music and I want people to hear, I suppose, you know, so you have to do it.
Well, that's it. I mean, the music industry, I'm sure, has changed quite a lot since you started out. And we had Billy McGuinness on the programme from Aslan a while back, and he said it's just incredible how it's changed. Like, radio perhaps isn't the main medium now that you hear music through, because you can go on Spotify, you can go on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, people at our own radio stations now, if you've got the gall to get out there and push yourself on everyone, you know, you do a better job than you would being played on. I mean, I'm not giving out, but bar yourselves and a few other stations, you know, there's not a lot of people playing Irish music in Ireland, you know, and that's the sad truth, I suppose. It's okay, there's like a handful of bands that do all right, you know. You need to breed like a healthy competition for people to make the music to compete with whatever's up there, you know. If the general vibe going around is, well, none of this stuff is really getting played anyway, you know, so that's not a healthy place to be, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. The new album is called Turn This Ship Around. Now, it's the first LP that you're going to release since 2012, so it's been a long time in the making, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it should have been out a few years ago, but to be honest, I mean, I had some things, you know, stuff in my life that kind of put a bit of a halt on it. And then I would have had it out last year, but the whole COVID thing, so there was, you know, everything was a bit up in the air. So now is the time, the magic time. It was meant to be, you know.
Yeah, and the sound on it is quite different as well. I mean, I had a listen through it over the course of the weekend, and you have acoustic songs on it, but also you've kind of delved into this synth pop sound.
Well, what I did was I had all these songs, and I didn't really think they belonged together. So what I decided to do was split the album in two and have, like, one side was kind of acoustic and strings and pianos and whatever, and the other side was full-on synths and drums and, you know, guitars. But they just, some songs just didn't belong together. But because it's been so long since I put out a record, I just really didn't want to wait another year to put the other half out, or 2 years, you know. So, I mean, I feel like there's strong songs on both sides. Without being pretentious, it's some of the best stuff I've written, you know. So
yeah, no, it sounds fantastic. And it kind of, does it perhaps show that you're changing with the times as well? Because there is quite upbeat and up-to-date stuff on the album.
I mean, the stuff, it probably shows I'm getting better. I'm actually learning how to write songs properly now or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest. I start a song, and whatever I start doing on that day is the shape it takes. I mean, I don't aim to make a pop song, or I don't aim to make a folk song. It's whatever kind of happens. And I know that sounds like nonsense, but it's true. I don't really have a plan. Like, I feel if I'm sitting there with a guitar and the words start to form, that song might end up as an acoustic song. But if I'd started on it with a drum beat, you know, it could have gone a different way. I just do what feels good at the time. I don't really aim to make pop or, but I love pop music. I'm a big Prince fan. I'm a big soul fan, you know, so.
So in total here, between part one and part two of the album, there's 22 songs on it. And like we said, it's a double-sided album. I heard an interview with Ryan Hennessy from Picture This a couple of weeks ago, and he said that somebody made a comment to him that, you know, Picture This, they're churning out music like there's no time. And he's going, you know, we're not churning out music. So much work goes into each and every song that's on an album. Yeah. And when you look at this, it's a huge body of work that you've brought out. You've been working on it for quite a number of years.
Yeah, so, 2 years in the making. It wasn't all last year or whatever, you know. So I chimed in with the oldest songs on it. So I bought out a couple of singles over the years, like thinking that one of like half the album was going to be on its way. But to be honest, I had no money for a couple of years, so I actually couldn't make it. And that's the sad truth of it or whatever. So I think because of that, it's kind of happenstance or whatever. I mean, I've got songs I wouldn't have had before. I mean, it all kind of adds up in the end. I mean, there's a couple of songs that wouldn't have been on it if I hadn't have been for the lockdown, you know? So I think the oldest songs on the album are probably from 2014 or something, 2013 maybe.
You do everything completely independent as well. You're not signed to a label. Yeah. You work on everything yourself.
I do, yeah. I find I'm a bit I don't think anyone wants to work the hours I do, so I find it hard to find anyone who's you know, I mean, I'm a night owl, really. Music doesn't travel well for me during the day. My brain comes alive at night, I think. So
yeah, the album, it's coming out on the 6th of August, and I honestly think it is brilliant. And like you said yourself, it's some of the best work. Yeah, yeah. I think it's some of the best work that you have done.
This is like the hardest part of the whole thing. It's just like waiting to see what people say or whatever, you know. I mean, I can pretend I don't care, but I really do care, you know. I mean, I make it for people. I make it for myself, but I also, without being a baby about it, I really want people to get what I get out of it, I suppose, or appreciate what I put into it, I suppose. I don't know. Yeah, I'm talking gibberish now.
No, it completely makes sense. But also, I think what musicians have lacked or have missed over the last year and a half is playing new songs to crowds to get that reaction, to see whether or not this new song works, whether or not it goes down well, because these are all songs that you've written, but you don't know whether or not they're going to connect with listeners, and you're just hoping that they do.
It's like I said, like a few of the songs are a few years old, so I've been playing them live and acoustically just with a guitar and a piano, or whatever. But if they work that way, you kind of think they'll work the other way. But I need a couple of singles, I suppose. You need to do that stuff. I'm literally trying to pick a single at the minute, and I'm like, I have no idea, because I never did. I mean, Saints and Sinners, I thought, was a mental song to release as a single, you know?
That definitely worked out.
It kind of worked out, yeah. But I mean, and I wouldn't have ever released that in a million years. I thought it was too weird for people to like, you know?
When the album comes out then on the 6th of August, what's the plan after that? Because, I know that that is tough to say, because we don't know what's going to be happening over the next while. Yeah. But surely you want to get back up on a stage and start touring.
I mean, there's a few gigs planned, because some people got, there was a, you know, the government did a bit of an scheme to the venues and stuff. So I'm getting a few gigs in, and hopefully if they don't lock it down again, we might actually go ahead with these gigs, you know. It's not the same as putting out an album any other year, because you don't get to tour it and you don't get to try and sell it, I suppose, flog it on the road. I think people, I mean, if I could sell some online or if whatever, if that's what you're talking about, I mean, I'm kind of freaked out about gigging again. It's like a weird muscle that you haven't used in so long that you're like, how do I do that? What do I say when I'm on stage, you know?
Have you done any live stream gigs or anything like that during lockdown?
I did one in Waterford in a theatre. That was great, actually. That was just at Christmas when they let in a few people for a while. And there was only 50 people there or whatever, but it was brilliant, you know? Everyone there was mad to get out of their house and get away from the kids or whatever. And it was great. I mean, yeah, there was a bit of an emptiness in the room, but everyone was determined to enjoy it, so it was fun. I did one live gig from Whelan's as well, and that was kind of weird, but I tried not to do all the online stuff because I don't know. For me, music is about the smell of the sweat in the room, I suppose, you know. It's kind of the look of fear on the front of the audience. I don't know. Yeah, it's not, it just doesn't feel the same. I did one with my daughter where we just had the crack for an hour. That was good fun. But, you know, other than that, I didn't really do anything. So a few charity things mostly.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to having you back up on stage and touring, because I know you've played a number of shows in Kildare previously. You've played in the Moat Theatre and other places around the county as well. The name of the album is Turn This Ship Around. It comes out on the 6th of August, available for pre-order now from your website, www.paddycaseymusic.com, across all digital platforms. And, of course, there is those physical CDs as well. But, Paddy, great talking to you on the programme, and no doubt we'll talk to you again soon, and best of luck with the release.
Cheers, Alan. Thanks very much.